The Moon Loses Its Memory is the third solo album from Cormac O'Keefe. Cormac came into studio recently to have a chat with us. He also performed a couple of songs, starting with Yellow Crumbs.
If I could pick up the pieces of the yellow crumbs that fell beneath us and taste their scented charms, I'd build a bridge for you back to my arms. A drum beats strong, a winter drum beats like the slow steps of the prodigal son's feet. Let there be no doubt, you can come back the same way you went out. Tears that fall on your cheeks freeze and don't leave, and the bellow of a cello bound you. Somewhere a soft, sweet violin found you. Let me be your bow. Tune me up and string me up, compose. Tears that fall on your cheeks freeze and don't leave, and apple bruise loses its sweetness. The tree it falls from shows no weakness. The root of you's been harmed. Follow the yellow crumbs back to my arms. Tears that fall on your cheeks freeze and don't leave, and grieve.
Yellow Crumbs from Cormac O'Keefe, who's with me this evening. Cormac has just released his third solo album, The Moon Loses Its Memory. The album, first of all, Cormac, people are talking about it, and I think you have spoken too about it, having a slightly darker edge to it than your previous albums. Do you sense that in the songs?
Definitely in some of them, probably maybe about half them. There is a darker thing. The last album was kind of calm and sweet, I suppose.
A New Season for Love.
A New Season for Love is kind of that calm thing. There was some darkness in there, but I kind of tried to hide it behind calmness. I didn't hide it this time. So yeah, so there's a bit of darkness in this one. I think with this one, I kind of wanted to write from the perspective of a character. So kind of putting yourself, the I in a lot of them would be this kind of dark character. The you in some of them might be someone who's hurt by that. So I think that there's either kind of a hurter and somebody who was doing the hurting within the album.
Yeah, because if we look at the lyrics for Yellow Crumbs, which you've just performed for us there, if I could pick up the pieces of the yellow crumbs that fall beneath us and taste their scented charms, I'd build a bridge back for you, back to my arms. So obviously this is a person who's regretting something they've done.
Yeah, so there is a lot of that. There's a bit of kind of like self-awareness journeys. But trying to kind of get away from a personal album in some ways. I was reading a book by Bonnie Pinsbrilli, whose whole act is a character, and he was talking about songwriting and comparing him to movies rather than like a personal diary. I think songwriters do it to themselves a lot, saying this is a personal album, this is a personal song, but there's no harm in kind of like reading a book and going, I'm going to create a character, write the songs from there and see where they lead. They might lead back to you and become more personal than you actually would have thought it to begin with. But I think you could free up in terms of the songwriting and kind of go create some story or some character and just take it from there. And that's what this one, more than the others, was about.
Okay, so did you actually think of a specific man or a specific woman, or how did you go about that?
I thought of a specific man for four or five. I think the darker ones would be Basement, Silver is Mercury, Man of Sand, possibly. There were four, and it's coming from that angle and that perspective.
The other thing that's part of this album is your collaboration with William Crowley. He's a Cork photographer, is he?
He's a brilliant Cork photographer, and I use his photographs for the cover of New Season for Love, but I put my big stupid face covering his lovely artwork. So for this time, to kind of apologise, I kind of wanted just to have his photographs there, really. Now, I kind of started working on his photographs before I actually asked him. I had this kind of album, the kind of artwork in mind for the album cover, and what I wanted to do was for him to listen and for him to kind of listen to the songs and for him to pick a photograph that personally meant something to him and related that to each song.
So, for example, for Yellow Crumbs that we've just heard there, the picture that's in front of me, I have the album here, it's a bunch of flowers in a window. The curtains are falling off the window. There's sort of a branch almost growing up. It looks like a dilapidated house, and these flowers are really...
It's a lovely photograph.
...falling apart. Yeah, it's quite a nostalgic, quite a decayed feel almost to it.
When I introduced that song, Yellow Crumbs, at gigs, I say it's a cross between Hansel and Gretel and the prodigal son told by a drunk Santa Claus, which is a lie, but I just say it. It really is about loving Madeira cake and being hurt more than you think possible. And it's not really about Madeira cake either. So I had something in my mind for that. That picture to him, it means something very personal to him, I think.
Right.
But when I saw it, I kind of actually did get this Hansel and Gretel feel. But I don't know if he actually heard that, me talk that nonsense at gigs.
Would you ever think of doing it the other way around, saying, give me a bundle of pictures and I'll go off and write some songs?
It would be interesting, yeah. It would be no harm trying. I don't know if I'd be able to do it, but it would be a nice thing to do. Might try it.
Now, second song that you have for us is The Moon Loses Its Memory.
Yes.
Background to this?
The Moon Loses Its Memory, especially on the album version, it's kind of like there's two things going on. It's like two different sounds. There's kind of the verse and chorus are supposed to kind of sound very, very different. Kind of like a kind of a conscious and an unconscious, or a reality and a dream. That's kind of how it started. It's probably about repressing stuff and repressing emotions. And I think repressing emotions gets a bad name. You know, everyone thinks it's terrible, like, you know, repressing emotions. But like, it's a healthy thing. You know, if something so bad happens that you have to repress it, that's your body doing the most natural thing in the world, you know. So it's kind of a pro-repression. It's like, repressing things is great.
Here we have it then. The Moon Loses Its Memory, title track from Cormac O'Queeve's new album.
All through the night, I mumble at the lack of light, mumble wrong, stumble on rights. The moon loses its memory. The moon loses its memory. Tall tower of bricks, some days are built to mend and fix what the night broke. This isn't it. The moon loses its memory. The moon loses its memory. Time minus time don't match colors of your mind. With numbers are draw between lines. The moon loses its
memory. The moon loses its memory. And let it lose, and let it lose, and let it lose, because you'll gain the hope you won't dream this again. The moon has lost its memory.
The Moon Has Lost Its Memory, the title track from Cormac O'Keefe's new album. Cormac launches his CD on August the 1st with a lunchtime concert at HMV on Grafton Street here in Dublin. For more information, go to his website, cormacoqueeve.net.